gentlemen, you are listening to the Piper Report, but this is not Michael Collins Piper, despite the fact that I did my best impression of him easing into the radio program. I guess there's really only one Michael Collins Piper. This is Mark Glenn filling in for Mike. Mike is indisposed for the evening, and for whatever reason, again, he thought that you would be well served by having me fill in for him. I haven't figured out yet why he thinks that you would be well served to have me, since he has asked me on a few occasions to do that. But nevertheless, I guess for tonight, we're not going to question his judgment. We're just going to go ahead and try to plow through all of this. First off, I'd like to start off by thanking Phil Turney Friday night for appearing with Mike and me on the program. Always an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to have any of the members of the USS Liberty out in the public forum. These are our heroes, our true American heroes. And in addition to that, I'd like to point you towards Phil's article that was posted on the USS Liberty website that I created, which can be found at ussliberty.wordpress.com. An excellent article that hopefully is going to be appearing in this week's American Free Press newspaper, as Phil is going to be a regular contributor to that. Also, I would direct you towards the Crescent Cross website because at long last, we finally have the videotape of President Ahmadinejad of Iran, the videotape that he specifically made for us, for me, for the conference out in California in October. I worked with Ted Pike of truthtellers.org in getting this on the internet. And as you'll see, it is it's a very good video that the president made. Unfortunately, we only got about 4 minutes of it before the transmission was lost. We are working to get the rest of it so that we can see the whole thing. But you'll see by watching this video, ladies and gentlemen, that the president of Iran is not this raving lunatic that as he has been painted in the Jewish press. He seems very calm and reasonable. He doesn't have a little square mustache under his nose, indicating that he is an Islamofascist, a term that we're hearing all the time now when describing anybody who is an opponent of the Israeli agenda, particularly in the Middle East. And so I would invite all of you to go and watch the video. And to say that I'm honored to have him do this for me and for us is an understatement. I think that World War III was at least temporarily put on hold with last week's National Intelligence Estimate. And this, in no small part, is due to the fact that this man, meaning the president of Iran, refused to back down in the face of all of these threats and this campaign of intimidation that was leveled against him. So anyway, tonight we're going to switch gears a little bit. Most of the time, as you know, Mike's program tends to be a fairly intellectual program dealing with politics and whatnot. Tonight we're going to switch gears a little bit, and we're going to talk about something that is no less important. And we have a special guest with us tonight, and it is Joe Cortina, who has been on Mike's program before, former military officer for the U.S. Army. And Joe will be with us after the break, so stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark Glenn filling in for Michael Collins Piper.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mark Glenn filling in for Michael Collins Piper, who is indisposed for the evening. Those of you who may be upset with Mike for doing this, remember, Mike is a busy man, and he deserves a break every once in a while. So when he puts the call out and asks me to help him out, I'm only too happy to oblige. Now, this evening, when I was preparing for tonight's program, I was planning on going over the usual business that we typically go over on this program, which is the war and, of course, what we would call the Zionist influence of our government, our foreign policy and whatnot, at which point I received an email from tonight's guest, who informed me that his website had been shut down. That guest we're having tonight is Joe Cortina, a former Army captain, Green Beret Army captain, who had a website up now. I guess it's been close to a year now where he kept his writings. And, you know, Joe doesn't pull any punches in the things that he has to say. As a former Army officer and as somebody who has done work in the intelligence community, particularly fighting communism in various places of the world, and, might I add, as somebody who has spent time in the Middle East and has seen the truly ugly nature of what takes place there, naturally this reflects itself in the things that he has written. Well, anyway, Joe emailed me and informed me that his blog had been shut down. Now, as outraged as I was and am, I am not surprised, because this is the rule of the day these days, ladies and gentlemen. Freedom of speech really, in many ways, is the kind of freedom of speech that existed, for example, in the Soviet Union. Or dare we say, since we're always hearing about this all the time, in Nazi Germany. Freedom of speech, you're free to say whatever you want, provided, of course, that it doesn't violate the party line. Now, I'd like, before we bring Joe up, I want to preface a few things. There were two interesting stories that appeared, I would say, in the last week involving this thing known as free speech, and particularly as it pertains to the Christmas season in which we find ourselves right now. The first story was a story that appeared on, I believe, the CBS website, and it dealt with the fact that the State Supreme Court of New York ruled that a menorah had to be erected in a town. I can't remember what the town was. I think it was somewhere near New York City, because the rabbi who brought the case to the Supreme Court, I believe, is in Brooklyn. Anyway, this menorah was being erected on public property. And as all of you know, whenever a Christian wants to put anything up on public property, whether it's a nativity scene or whether it is a crucifix or anything that speaks favorably about the personages of Christ and those who follow him, the howling and shrieking that we hear from the Jewish community and from the various groups where they hold a preponderance of influence never comes to an end. In fact, the other story that I wanted to bring up was a story involving a nativity scene in, I think it was upstate New York, same state, and the local Jewish committee there didn't like the fact that this nativity scene was going to be placed on the town square, which was public property. And so, naturally, letters were written and threats were made and phone calls were made and all the rest of it. But what happened is that the townspeople struck back and said, absolutely not, we will not stand for this. And this Jewish group that had brought these complaints against the nativity scene, they were forced to back down. Nevertheless, the reason that I'm prefacing all of this with tonight's topic is because you know, far too often when we get into this discussion of politics, the Middle East, war, U.S. foreign policy and whatnot, there's a big gap that is left in this discussion, and it really deals with what I call the Jewish war, the Zionist war, whatever you want to call it, on our culture, on our societal institutions and whatnot. There are plenty of people out there who are protesting the war, but yet when it comes to us being able to exercise as Christians or as Muslims, exercise our First Amendment rights to freedom of religion, these same people who suddenly are on our side when it comes to protesting the war will jump to the other side and try to deprive us of our rights to freedom of religion. Now, the reason that I wanted to bring Joe up, and then, by the way, I invite all of you out there to call in. Our number is 800-313-9443 to weigh in on this, is because this is something that really needs to be repeated over and over and over again. This war that is taking place in the Middle East really is just the finale, the grand finale of a war that has been going on literally for thousands of years. You have a group of people who have a certain mindset and a certain agenda that they are trying to push, and then you have this man 2,000 years ago who had a completely opposite agenda to push, and these two forces, these two ideologies have been at war with each other ever since then. It has never ceased. Now, the fact that it is taking on more visible forms today than it has really throughout these last 2,000 years, with the possible exception being the 3 years in which Jesus was alive and was warning people about these people who were his enemies. The fact that it is taking place today merely speaks to the fact that those who have been intent upon wiping out this ideology, this religion, this philosophy that we call Christianity, only because they feel that it's safe to do it. It's safe to come out from the shadows today, as opposed to during the last 2,000 years where they knew they couldn't. If they tried 40 or 50 years ago to get a nativity scene banned from some type of public square, they'd be run out of town. And consequently, some of the programs that they promote, such as The Last Temptation of Christ and these other movies that are made deliberately to defame the person of Jesus, they would never have dared take this kind of Talmudic hatred of Jesus and of his message and actually go forward. Let's not forget that Israel Shahak, who wrote a very important book dealing with the Talmud, told us that the reason why Christians don't know much about what the Talmud teaches is because for hundreds of years the rabbis have taught it in secret. Now they're not teaching it in secret anymore. Now they are taking these teachings and they're putting them out there in a public way, such as trying to get nativity scenes banned, or, as we're going to discuss tonight with Joe, some of the other programming that we see on our television stations today. Now, Joe, are you with us?
I'm right here.
There he is. Okay, let me introduce Joe again, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Cortina is a former Army officer. He has spent time in the Middle East. And as I said, the reason why I decided to bring Joe on is because he's one of the few people I talk to on a regular basis who really does understand it when we're talking about not just this political war or the war taking place in the Middle East, but rather the cultural, the social, the moral, the societal war between the ideas of Christ and the ideas of Antichrist. And so, as I said, Joe had his website shut down today, and for some of the things that he has written on it. And so I thought that it would be a good idea to have him on and to maybe get into a discussion on this, particularly since this is the Christmas season. Joe, thanks for coming on. Joe.
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know if you can hear me. You're very, very weak.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll do our best. Joe,
can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Joe.
Okay. All right.
Give us a rundown of what precipitated your website being shut down and why you believe it was shut down.
Well, there's no believing. It's a fact. It was shut down because I was saying too many truths. I was exposing too many evils that the Jews were doing here in this country. And I use no slander. I use no character assassination. Everything I spoke was the truth. You have to understand there are definitions for character assassination and libel and so on. Nothing I have done falls into that category, period. If, what was his name, Danner, the serial killer and so on, I'm sure nobody had any qualms about doing programs about his sadistic murders and all the horrible things he did and so on, and he got his just reward. It's called justice, but nobody ever called that persecution. Why? Because he had committed horrible crimes against mankind. Again, not just one or two people, but just horrible things that he had done. And these things that here are being done by the Jews are not just an affront to me and to my innocent grandchildren and my children. They're an affront to every really real decent Christian on this planet, not just in this country.
Joe, hold on.
All I'm trying to do is tell the truth, period.
Okay, well, Joe, after the break, we'll get back to that. Everybody, stay tuned. It's going to be an interesting night.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark Glenn filling in for the one and only Michael Collins Piper. Tonight we have with us Joe Cortina, who up until a few hours ago had a great website that was shut down because somebody didn't like what he was saying. Now, Joe, go ahead and let me ask you this, Joe. Did you get any warnings or any indication that you know, you were going to, if you didn't tone your language down or what you were saying, that they were going to shut you down?
No, although I'm not surprised. I mean, you know, you can you can tell some other truths, such as the only countries before this that this would happen in might have been North Korea, Red China, the former Soviet Union, and those kind of places with those kind of mentalities. We expected this, and this is why we armed, and this is why we were ready to risk our lives and to protect our way of life against that way of life. And now that way of life has permeated every aspect of this country. You've got to think about this. My truth site, truth, was shut down by a Jewish organization, and nobody has, everybody's looked the other way. The only difference between this and the Soviet Union was that if anyone tried to do anything, the Gestapo or whoever the term might be at the time, the Cheka, would be right there and you would disappear into a gulag or worse. And that hasn't happened here yet, but it will. I guarantee you it will.
You know, Joe, it's interesting that you bring this up because, You know, a few months ago, I wrote an article concerning the wonderful Sarah Silverman, the Jewish-American comedian, and about some of the remarks that she made. Now, I am embarrassed to admit that I had never even heard of her up until I had received an excellent article that had been written by Ted Pike concerning Sarah Silverman and some of her comments. And in particular, in one of her routines, she said, "I hope that the Jews did kill Christ. I would do it again in a second." Now, she has made other defamatory jokes and statements like this. And yet, because she's Jewish, because she's making statements like this about Christianity, not only does she not get censored, not only does she not get shut down, she's rewarded with millions upon millions of dollars, fawning praise from the Jewish press and whatnot. And then the rest of us, whether we are Christians or Muslims, and make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, the Muslims are just as offended by statements such as this concerning Jesus as the Christians are. We're expected to just sit down and take it. But yet, people such as yourself, Patrick Grimm, some of the other writers on the Internet, who dare to voice even just a grain's worth of the truth when it pertains to Jewish influence over our foreign policy or other some of these other what I consider to be abominations taking place in our once Christian society, we are shut down.
Well, you know, you didn't include the whole story. You know that, I mean, I won't go into all of them, but things that Sarah Silverman has done is have a skit where she was having sex with, she slept with God, and God is portrayed as a liberal black person. I mean, you know, it just can't get any more filthy than that. Now, that's the kind of stuff you'd expect in a little backroom parlor or something like that, not on prime time television, where we have to tell our grandchildren, "Grandpa, how can she sleep with God?" This is what the Jew does with impunity, mocks God, and you can't believe how often this happens. Folks, go on to your cable TV any night of the week, and you will find something like this, any night of the week. You didn't mention the pose that Miss Silverman was in at about the time she made that comment, that famous picture, did you?
No.
Would you like to describe it, or would you like me to describe it?
No, I think maybe we should just avoid describing it since this is a family hour.
Needless to say, it was obscene. Would that be just a good description?
Yeah, I think that's an apt description. And, you know, I'd like to bring something else up here, too. I guess the reason why I wanted to go into this is because it really is important for all of us to understand this thing known as hypocrisy. We are constantly being lectured from the likes of Abe Foxman or Eli Wiesel and all of these other people who are constantly chiding us, giving us a moral lecture on tolerance, on hatred, blah, 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 blah. And yet, I didn't hear Abe Foxman come out and say anything against what Sarah Silverman said. I don't see Abe Foxman protesting the fact that there's a menorah on the White House lawn, which is clearly, you know, using their own arguments, this is a violation of church and state. I don't hear Abe Foxman or any of these other Jewish groups who supposedly have devoted themselves to fighting hate and intolerance coming out and protesting at the way that Christians are treated in the Holy Land, where they're spit upon, their crosses and their churches are destroyed. So what's going on here? Is this just the same old business of hypocrisy that Jesus pointed out in his enemies 2,000 years ago? We'll talk about this when we come back from the break, ladies and gentlemen. Hang on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. you can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark Glenn filling in for Michael Collins Piper, who probably as of this moment as we speak is sawing logs, which he certainly deserves to do. Mike really does work hard. You know, there are a lot of times when I'll be home on Sunday relaxing with my family, and he will call me from the American Free Press office where he is just typing away, working away, whatnot. The man's energy amazes me. I don't know how he does it. But thank God that he does. We have with us Joe Cortina tonight, and we're talking about this double standard that exists on the part of those who have deemed themselves to be the commissars of American culture, and the fact that they're constantly lecturing us on all kinds of things such as hatred, censorship. That's a big one. You know, we're always hearing how horrible the Christian conservative Christians are, and how they want to censor this and censor that, just because, you know, some movie was made that portrayed Jesus in a not so complimentary light. But yet, keep in mind the uproar, ladies and gentlemen, took place a few years ago when Mel Gibson was about to release his movie, The Passion of the Christ. You had Abe Foxman and his big fat face on TV every night, out there talking about how a new Holocaust was right around the corner, and this was the worst thing. This is a body blow to Christian-Jewish relations. You had one rabbi actually calling on John Ashcroft, who was Attorney General at that time, to have Mel Gibson and everybody associated with making his movie arrested as a terrorist and prosecuted under provisions of the Patriot Act. Now, we hear constantly from the likes of Michael Savage and Michael Medved and all these other pro-Israel neocon Zionist types that there is this friendship that exists between Christians and Jews and between Christianity and Judaism. And yet, everywhere I look, I don't see Christianity being attacked by the big bad Muslims like we're hearing on a regular basis. When I look at what has taken place, and particularly over the course of the last 30 years, I haven't seen Muslims making these movies. In fact, one of the biggest movies making its rounds in the Middle East right now is a movie called Messiah that was made by an Iranian filmmaker who happens to be a very good friend of mine. According to what I've been told, this movie is actually even better than Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ, if you can believe that. So my point is that for all this hot air that is blasted at us by the likes of these people who really, for all intents and purposes, are just doing their best to be Judas of Jesus' own day, where they pretend to be our friends, they pretend to be working for the same things that we're working for, but then at the right moment, you can count on them to come and betray you with a kiss. By the same token, I don't see them standing up and speaking out against this assault on Christian morals or Christian principles in this country. Joe, what do you have to say about that?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious. My point was that you don't have to be an analyst to see this. The only piece of equipment you need is a brain that you're not sharing with somebody, and a television set that has access to, satellite channels. You parents out there that call yourselves Christians in the name of God, literally, spend some time and see what your children are being influenced by. You won't believe it. I'm jaded. I've been all over the world. I've seen horrors. I've hunted real terrorists. I've seen the horrors and filth in the state of Israel, grown soldiers murdering innocent children for target practice, things that would give you bad dreams at night. And you don't have to go there. You can see these horrors right here at home, but you won't do anything about it. You sit there like you've been poisoned or something. If you don't defend your faith, you're going to lose it. It's just that simple. It will be gone. No matter what you think you want to do about it, you're going to have to huddle in secrecy, and you're going to have to start drawing secret signs in the sand, like the sign of the fish and or the cross, and all that's going to come back. Believe me, it's not that far away.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking
about,
Mark.
Yes, I do. We've got a couple of callers that I want to bring up because this hour is moving by very quickly. Let's bring up Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Hello, Mark and Joe.
How you doing?
Am I there?
Yeah, you're here. Go ahead.
Okay, Joe, one of the biggest disappointments I had on our No More Wars for Israel conference was the fact that you didn't make it. I wanted to meet you personally, okay? Because you and I have a lot in common. We were both over in Germany I went to Germany in the Army in 1958 to 1960. In the Border Patrol, in the 14th Armored Cavalry. I know you're acquainted with that from what I've read of your stuff. Are you there?
Joe, are you there? Joe.
I can't hear Joe.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe he, we were having... Okay, there he is. Joe, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Caller,
okay,
can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead with what you were saying, Jim.
I've been in Germany, but not in the Army in Germany at about the same time, many, many, many years ago, almost 50 years ago. Okay? And I talked to Piper, I think it was Friday night or at least one night last week, and I mentioned Joe and his columns, and I mentioned the fact that Joe is the only person I know in the United States that could, that could make me look like a moderate as far as what he writes about the Israelis.
I'll take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment. Because I'm, you know, I'm kind of famous, at least among the people that listen to Piper's show, is the fact that I call them the way I see them. But you call them even better, because you've actually been there in places I haven't been. You watched that Israeli soldier, or whatever he was, Mossad, jump out of the Jeep and draw a bead on that Palestinian teenager or 11-year-old or whatever
teenager,
it was.
Teenager, hell, a kid was 7, 8, 9 years old at the most.
Yeah.
I saw him just as plain as I've seen my own grandchildren, you know, 20, 30 feet away. Absolutely, a child.
And all I can say is hands raised in defiance. That's what the American people have got to understand. What
the American people will never see that kind of truth. Truth, truth, truth. That's what I'm all about is truth. And the Jews are frightened to death of it. That's why they shut me down. I have to take that as some sort of compliment that I'm becoming effective now, and they figure they just can't have my truth going out because too many people like me telling the truth might cause them some problems.
And the sad part about it is nobody, the sad lemmings in the United States and all over the world and Europe and all over the world can't even imagine that. Somebody doing that deliberately and without even thinking about it. Just, you know, here's a good shot. I can blast that young kid's eyeballs out and I'll be great. And that's the way they look at it.
Did you read my comment in the story about when I went back to the embassy vehicle after the situation was diffused and the man didn't murder the child, like apparently because I had my camera trained right on him about, oh, you know, 15 paces away? I went back in and the one man said, well, it looks like you saved that kid's life. And the other guy that was
for another week,
language,
yeah.
He was an intelligence agent there also. And he said, yeah, but it doesn't matter anyway. That kid won't live to see the rest of that week or month.
Right, and that's the way they are. And nobody understands it. That's the way they are.
And
they
this
operate
is what
with
these
complete
churches,
impunity.
These phony churches are supporting every day. These hypocrites go and kneel on these benches, and they help murder innocent people. That is sick. Sick, sick.
You know, if
it's
I
not
can
because
weigh in
the
here.
People have not tried to tell them the truth.
If I can weigh in on here for a second, the thought that I just had earlier this week. You know, if the preachers and the priests and the pastors in this country had done their job 30, 40 years ago, I mean, you realize, and I hope that everybody out there listening to this will agree with me, they actually have more power than the government. Because they speak to the people from their pulpits every week. This entire mess that we're in and all of the suffering that has been brought into the lives of all these millions of innocent people could have been undone in a week's time if the preachers, and notice I include in that priests as well, as a Catholic, I completely include my own church in the blame for this. If they had done their job warning about this horrible situation that was taking place, this thing could have been brought to an end immediately. And yet today, as both of you have pointed out, the preachers, if they're not silent on it, they're in the cheering section. And keep in mind, too, that, you know, Jesus in his own day, he didn't warn us about the government, but he did warn us about false preachers. So, Jim, you have anything else to add?
Yeah, I'd like to say that if at all possible, Mark, I'd like you have my phone number. I'd like you to give it to Joe because I'd like to talk to him privately.
Sure.
If he wishes to talk to me, okay?
Sure.
I think we have a lot in common. And also I'd like to say that Hagee is more guilty of the murder of the Palestinian children and the Lebanese children and women and all the other people. He's more guilty than even that slimy Israeli soldier that's drawing a bead on that Palestinian toddler. In my opinion, he's more guilty.
I would agree with you on that, Jim.
Please get his phone number and we will be in contact. I promise
okay.
you.
Jim, as always, it's a pleasure talking with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got Steve in Pennsylvania. Steve, come on up.
Hey, Mark, I'd like to change the subject just a little bit. Rather than, I want to bring up this issue of the menorah right here in the city of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
The rabbi just put on, I called the American Free Press and nobody even returned the call. There's a big picture on the front page of a rabbi lighting the menorah on a city county building. Mm-hmm. And the mayor, there's no picture of the mayor, but he, I mean, there's a video of him welcoming the menorah and praising it and wishing them good luck and Merry Christmas for all the people. Mm-hmm. Now, the point that I want to ask, and I want everybody, all your listeners, to hear this, is it legal or is it not legal for them to put up a menorah on public property?
Well, if you listen to them, you know, if you want to put up any kind of a Christian symbol, it is illegal because it violates church and state.
We're talking about the menorah, and I know they stopped, they chased out the Christian, anything Christian, like the manger or everything. The ACLU outlawed it, so they went down the street on U.S. Steel Building and spent thousands of dollars. They put one up every year on private property. Mm-hmm. But it was outlawed here by the ACLU. Now, is a menorah a religious symbol or isn't
it? Sure, yes, it is a Jewish religious symbol.
All right, now getting back to all listeners, and including you and Joe and Michael Calls Piper, do we have to put up with this? Just like Jim in Texas was talking about, we don't do anything about it. And just like Joe was talking,
mm-hmm.
the people aren't doing anything about it. I've called around, and the people want to back out. They don't even want to make a phone call or anything.
Well, if
now,
I
the
could...
point is, can we do something about this legally? I mean, the mayor got involved in this. He's nothing but a little pimp anyhow, and so is the district attorney here in Allegheny County. I live in one of the most dangerous counties in the United States, maybe even the world. Now, the point is, I'm tired of bitching. I'm tired of hearing people bitching. I belong to every organization in the country in my lifetime. The point is, can we do something about this?
Yes, we can. Now, let me just answer your question by bringing up something that took place recently. Of course, everybody here knows who Michael Savage is. He's got a three-hour-a-day radio program, and a good part of his program is spent bashing Muslims. Well, about a month or so ago, he went on one of his tirades where he was saying that Muslims should be forcibly converted to Christianity, or they should be kicked out of the country, that they were all terrorists and whatnot. Well, the Muslims in this country finally had enough of it, and they organized a boycott movement and started contacting the big companies that sponsored Savage's show. And by big, I'm talking about the biggest, like Walmart and JCPenney and Kmart and some of these others. And one by one, every one of those sponsors started pulling their ads off of his show. Savage, of course, was wetting himself in panic over this. But the fact of the matter is that within the span of maybe 2 weeks, they almost completely shut this guy down for what he did. Now, this is a perfect example of what we Christians could do if we decided to put our foot down and say, enough is enough, we're not going to take it anymore. Unfortunately, the Christians in this country, Steve, they have bought into this notion that in order to be a good Christian, you have to sit down, lay down, let the Jews do whatever they want. Don't make any waves. Jesus is coming back soon, and we're all going to be raptured, so let's not bother wasting too much of our energy now trying to fix things now. And this is the problem, is that a good portion of today's Christians have bought into this lie, and this is the reason why they will not do anything about it.
Okay,
Mark,
okay,
can,
but what,
I give
what
you some
can
support?
I do?
Mark, can I
mean,
give you some support?
Hold on,
to
hold on.
We have a chance here for a big lawsuit, but I can't even get anybody, American Free Press, anybody even to answer the phone about this.
Can I say something about that?
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Okay, in support of what you said, Mark, and I understand, caller, what's your name?
Steve.
Your frustration. I'm frustrated, too. But let me give you a perfect example. I know what works. I've been in this battle. I've been in this foxhole a long time, a lot longer than the 8 years I spent in uniform. Now, let me give you a classic example. I was insulted. I was slandered. I was libeled, called a traitor, called a terrorist, by CNN. You know who CNN is, the big TV people, okay?
Yeah.
The Jews on CNN that they allowed there slandered and libeled me because I supported a certain president who happened to be a Christian, good, decent individual, and that station allowed these people to slander me and call me these names. And you know who supported that, one of them? Walgreens drugstore.
All right, Joe, hold on. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark Glenn filling in for Mike Piper, who is probably snoring away right now as we speak, just as he should. Joe, go ahead with what you were saying.
Let me finish my thought here. I hope that listener is still listening.
Yeah, I'm here.
Good. Walgreens drugstore was one of the advertisers of that filth that slandered tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of Americans who stood up for a decent man like Ron Paul instead of the scum that we've seen all around the country. Well, this is your chance to get even. And like the commercial said, I was listening to the girl on the break there, we can make a difference together. I thought, yes. Can you imagine what would happen to Walgreens business if just a couple of thousand, there's 300 million people in this country, just a couple of thousand tomorrow called up their Walgreens drugstore and said, folks, you have insulted my basic core values by supporting the people that insulted me. I will no longer spend money with your company. I'm going with your competitor. Think about what would happen.
There's your answer.
Forget about the legal stuff in the courts. You'll never get there.
This will work. It does work because we saw with, I mean, let's face it, you have companies like Walmart and JCPenney. Look, right now in this country, the last people anybody is worried about offending are the Muslims. And yet, when a handful of these people said, that's it, we're not going to take it anymore, and they started contacting these companies rolled over. Now, if 8 million Muslims, or whatever percentage of them it was that mounted this boycott campaign, if they can do it, then imagine what 20 or 30 million Christians in this country could do.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about immediate solution. Can the mayor be brought forth for some kind of dialect of duty? He's a new mayor. He's 26 years old, and the Jews already control him.
Well,
I can mention other things that he did, but I won't. But on this menorah, I mean, he's directly involved. Now, didn't he break the law?
Well, yeah. I mean, according to the way they are constantly shoving it down our throats and every other place they can shove it, yeah.
Who can I organize to help me get this menorah out or bring in the manger scene right on the courthouse steps?
Well, honestly, you know, I'm just being practical here, Steve. They're more afraid of the Jewish groups than they are, Steve, in Pennsylvania, okay? The thing to do, in my opinion, is to scream and holler and complain, and as you put it, Steve, to bitch and moan, just like the Jewish groups do whenever something pops up that causes them to, panic. So I think that, you know, you have to fight fire with fire and employ the same tactics that they employ. If it works for them, then it certainly is going to work for us if there are enough of us who are willing to do it.
Well, so I guess it's a loser then, right?
No, I don't think it's a loser at all. I think, in fact, I'll tell you what, Steve. Call AFP tomorrow and give them your number. I will call in the office, and you and I will talk about this. How's that?
Are you going to be in a American Free Press office tomorrow?
No, but I will call in the office, and I will get any messages that have been left for me. Unfortunately, folks, that music means that we are out of time for tonight. I thank you for your patience, and I thank Joe for coming on tonight. Everybody, who knows? Maybe you'll be cursed tomorrow night to have to deal with me as well. Anyway, thanks for listening, and everybody have a good night. We'll see you soon.
With